Alright, we're going to start. I call this meeting of the Committee on Civic Engagement of the Senate and the Associated Students of the 83rd Session to order at 7 p.m. on October 13th, 2015. 27, sorry, looking at the minutes. October 27th, 2015. Moving to roll call.
Senator Boone?
Present.
Senator Caro?
Present.
Senator Connolly?
Present.
Senator Green?
Present.
Senator Hunn?
Present.
Senator Steps?
Shall we leave?
Okay, I'm sorry if I get your name wrong, but intern Macabalu?
He'll be late.
Intern Page?
Present.
Intern Tadman?
Present.
Intern Rose Rozier?
Present.
Intern Meyer?
Absent. Unexcused.
Intern Jaeger?
Absent. Excused.
Excused?
Excused.
Intern Jackson?
Present.
The quorum is present.
Awesome. Moving into public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? No? Alright, I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from October 13th, 2015. Senator
Caro? I move to approve the minutes from October 13th, 2015 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent? Alright, cool. Moving into old business project updates, if you've been working on a project or have taken on a new project, I'd love to hear about it at this time. I'm assuming the two next semester really haven't been dealt with. Next meeting, I'd like to have a date set, just a week set for Read Awareness Month. I'm pretty sure we already know which one it is, but
yeah.
If we want to have that completely set on the record, that'd be great. Sorry,
About Reed, I was also starting to think we should figure out the school, what we want to do, how we want to give the books back, we should get it to the library, because we couldn't get a school locked down in time. So I don't know if we want to focus, like last year we were trying to do Hug High School, but then we just decided to do all books, so we might want to start figuring out if we want to do the elementary or middle or high school. I don't know, we have to figure that out.
Okay. Does anyone have any opinion on that? Would you prefer a library or a high school? In particular,
maybe a Title I elementary school.
Sorry, Caro.
Do we just want to focus then on like that age group of books? Because last time we just took any books, and we got a wide variety of like little kid up to high school. So if we did that, we'd have to like pick an elementary and a high school.
Sorry.
I mean, I don't think we should limit it to what we can take, but we can go through it and cipher through it at that point because we can always donate them elsewhere.
To multiple. Did you have something to say?
No, I was going to say that.
Oh, okay, cool.
You have to call the interns too.
Oh, intern Jackson. Yeah. Anything else on that? Senator Connolly, did you have anything you want to update on any projects? Are you working on any projects?
Not right now, just want to start working on the food pantry.
Okay, cool.
Sorry, just a point of clarification for the, or a point of information for Adopt a Park coming up. Do we have to have people like sign up for it, or can people just come?
People can come. The reason I was doing signups is just so I can have an estimate of who's going to be there, so I can know how much to buy, and we can tell them how many people we have so that they can base the projects off of that.
Okay.
That was the reason for the signups. But if you know someone that's coming, just let me know, or multiple people. And then I'll add that, like, to my list. Yeah. And the record show, Senator Sheps walked in at 7:04 p.m. Senator Sheps, did you have an update on the homeless?
Yeah, I forgot to bring my paper with me because I was in a rush. But I talked to Sandy, and we just talked about possibilities of where we should do it. And so she told me to start looking around at places and, like, prices around campus and what's closest and cheapest and everything. So I'm kind of, like, in the middle of doing that. And what I have, I don't have with me today. But I can meet up with you
okay. And
let you know more specifics or text you or anything.
For sure. Are you leaning more towards an apartment or
she
motel?
Had to email someone about that. And she hasn't heard back, like, regarding a hotel versus an apartment. And I have it all written down.
Okay,
I don't have
no
it
worries.
With me. But yeah, I can get back to you. Okay. But and she's waiting for a response about that. So
okay.
I don't really know anything about that yet.
Intern page, did you have anything to update on that? Have you worked on that at all?
On intern page. Yeah, no, not exactly. I was going to say, though, that we can get in contact if you need any help.
Yeah,
can,
definitely.
Yeah, so I can talk to you about that after.
Yeah.
Perfect. Senator, huh?
So I spoke with Senator Schiff today, and I was going to help her with Thomas' project.
Perfect. Yeah, it's a big project,
yeah.
So the more. Because there's so many aspects to it. Housing is just one. If you want to work on, like, the clothes aspect of it, or the bus pass aspect, or laundry aspect,
okay.
Or and just... Or if you guys want to work on them all together, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'll meet with her.
Cool.
Discuss it.
Awesome. Sounds good. Just to update you on the Adopt-A-Park, we have a list of the different projects they want us to do depending on how many people come. But the list is to spread playground wood chips, spread planter bark mulch, hand pull weed in several areas, rake up pine needles and pine cones in the playground, fill squirrel holes along sidewalks, spread DG under picnic tables, and paint wood benches, bleacher boards, and backstop wood. And they're going to provide us with rakes, shovels, pitchforks, leaf rakes, flat shovels, spades, garden hose, brooms, and a wheelbarrow, and painting tools and rags.
You said like hand picking weeds. Are they gonna find like gloves or something? So people are.
Yes, I would assume. It doesn't specifically say that, but I feel like they probably just left it out because it's so like a given for them.
Do you happen to know how many people signed up already?
I do not have a list. I haven't talked to Stephanie about it, but I have a feeling that more people are going to be showing up than that have signed up. It's just the fact. I don't know how I can get other people to sign up because I brought it up multiple times. I'm going to post it on the page again, but people that are outside of ASUN that don't know about it yet, I haven't gotten back, like Inkblot hasn't gotten back to me, so I can't really advertise for it yet. But once that happens, I'm going to reach out to different fraternities and sororities and see if they'll do something with us.
Do we have like a Facebook page for it?
Not yet. I was waiting on Inkblot to make that, and they haven't really done anything.
Do you want, like, one of us to make it?
Yeah, that would be great if you want to
make
it.
Make it.
Okay, cool. Thank you. When did you plan on having that up?
I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good. A new thing that I'm working on with Caden is a bill that I'm going to sponsor for him. It's the start of an iLead Nevada mentorship program. The whole program is based on leadership building opportunities for first year students and first year transfer students. So basically, any student that wants to can sign up at orientation or the first 2 weeks of the fall semester and get an upperclassman mentor, and they would be pretty much there for them throughout their entire first 2 years of school, keep in contact with them. There would be a maximum of 50 leaders, which is what the mentees would be called. There would be 25 mentors. It's all through an application process. You have to be an upperclassman to be a mentor, and it would be chosen by a new position that Caden's trying to start called the Deputy Chief of Staff, and they would be in charge of the entire program, in charge of the curriculum, in charge of getting the books and training the mentors and making sure that the mentors are doing what they need to be doing. So that will probably go through GovOps or Budget and Finance and not us, just because there's money involved and it would require a SaaS change. So other than that, that's pretty much all I have to update you on. Anything else for project updates? Oh, intern vocabulary. Food recovery network.
Okay.
How's that going?
Actually, started making headway with this. It's surprising how people don't want us to help them. Like, they don't have the preparations for prepared food. So that knocked down like almost half of them. The only person that has said yes is Reno Sparks Gospel Mission. They're totally on board with it, and they said we can pretty much drop it off at any time. The other one I could also do is Catholic Charities. They haven't gotten back to me, but that'd be the two we can go forward with.
Awesome.
So with that, we can just, since we already have them, the only thing we have to do now is talk to our day, and we get to go.
Okay. I will set up that meeting as soon as I can. I'll talk to Sandy about who the right person in the DC is to talk about that, but I'm pretty sure I have a good idea. So plan on in the next week meeting with them.
Okay.
That is it. Moving to public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Nope, seeing none. I adjourn this meeting at 7:11 p.m.